afternoon and welcome. You are listening to WOLB 1010 AM Lessons from the Pro. 10 swings that can change the course of your life. Teaming up with the community of Baltimore. Join us every Monday afternoon from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. and listen to an exciting and informative topic. May the sun always shine on your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. May the hand of a friend always be near you. May God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you. Listeners, if there's anything out there today that you want to hear or you want to talk about or you want to discuss, please give us a call at 410-481-1010. Once again, that's 410-481-1010. Once again, that's 410-481-1010. And we're back. Glad that you're here, back with us. We got some warm weather outside. The snow is melting. Pretty soon we're going to be seeing a lot of green grass. A lot of green grass. In the studio, Ed, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Tim. Doing great. Heard the birds twerping a little bit, tweeting a little bit.
A little
nervous, aren't you now?
Yes, indeed.
Warm
weather coming up on us.
It's almost time.
Almost that time. I tell you, it's almost that time to get back out there and walk that course and look at the beautiful flowers, smell the roses, count the leaves on the trees, and do all that good stuff.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I know you are. I know you've been working out and practicing and
swinging
at that game.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Yes, sir.
That's good.
I know you're gonna elevate your game, and I had to go a little higher.
Most definitely gonna try to elevate that game of mine. You know, because last year I didn't do it as well as I wanted to. Last year I wasn't pleased with myself. I didn't do as well as I thought. You know, but that's okay though.
It's a new year.
Life goes on.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Life goes on, and I'll be fine with it. You know.
And don't come back like Tiger Woods now.
Yeah, well, that's okay, too. You know,
I don't want you to come back like Tiger Woods now. Get it all between the ears now.
That's okay. You know, I'm going to be able to control that between the ears, you know. And see, and I'm surprised you. I'm glad you said that, you know. And for most people out there, it's not only because of golf, you know, that it's between the ears. The whole life in general is definitely between the ears. And see, because we only live between them 6 inches, you know. what comes between those 6 inches. That's where we make all the decisions at and whatnot. So, you know, that's good that we have that, you know. And so. I'm glad you brought that up, because see, everybody think it's all about the whole big world and stuff like that, but you
right.
live between those 6 inches, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how we play golf, between those 6 inches. And I'm getting good. I'm getting good with it now.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good teacher.
Yeah, well.
I had a good teacher.
I'm glad.
I don't want to say anything, you know. I might do a little different, but I know where my foundation is at.
Yeah, well.
I know who buttered my bread. I don't forget about that.
Yeah, I understand. So, listeners, I'm telling you, the weather is getting right nice, and it's going to be a little rain tomorrow, and rain on Wednesday, and it's going to wash all the snow and stuff away. So you want to get your game together. So let's get around to these city courses and start getting our game in shape, you know, getting our game together. That's Pine Ridge out to Laney Valley Road and Mount Pleasant on Northern Parkway, Clifton Park on Harford Road and St. Lowe Drive. Forest Park is on Hillsdale and Forest Park. And then you got Carroll Park down on Washington Boulevard. So those are the courses that you want to get out to, ladies and gentlemen, and start getting that little game together. Come out and look at the course and see what the beautiful winter have done for us, because the golf course got a lot of rest now. The grass and everything is going to start sprouting up and coming back real soon, real pretty. What you think? You going to have good grass to play on this year?
Absolutely. Yeah. I look forward, especially for us, we had a good year last year, and we look for bigger and better things this year. Got great superintendent, great crew,
right?
Great customer service.
Mm-hmm.
We work at that.
And you know, it's a good thing you said that, too, because, you know, those superintendents be out there doing a lot of work at these golf courses, and they never get before forefront. They're always in the background. So I'm just telling everyone out there, when you see those superintendents at each golf course, you know, thank them, you know, because it's real nice and pleasant, the grounds and stuff that they allow us, they manicure and they put together for us to play on and have fun on.
Right, and also if they see something that can help us make the golf course better, ain't no harm in talking to us or the superintendent, because we always want to make our product as best as we can.
We definitely do. So much for golfing and whatnot, backed by popular demand. backed by popular demand, I'm telling you. She was on a couple of weeks ago and did a real good job. And everybody wanted her back, and we want to talk a little bit more about it, get into a little bit more thing, a little bit more with her, back with us, with a new play that she just wrote, Discord in the Choir, Miss Ursa Battle. How you doing, Miss Battle?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me again. It's always a blessing to be here.
Good, 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 good. So tell us a little bit about what's been happening since we saw you last.
Well, again, we're going to be doing an awesome production. It's called Discord in the Choir, as you mentioned. It's coming to Turner Auditorium at Johns Hopkins Friday, March the 27th, Saturday, March the 28th, and Sunday, March the 29th. This awesome piece of work is being directed by Dr. Gregory William Branch, and we're just encouraging everyone to come out and see this great show.
Mm-hmm. So it must be awful long, awful nice. You got 3-day sessions there.
3-day session.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need some backups, right?
Yeah, we're going to try a little bit of backup. I'm going to try it one time. Yeah, I'm going to try
it.
Yeah, I can make it.
Okay.
I think I can audition, especially when she get that golf part in there. You know what I mean? I'll be able to audition then.
Yeah, put some pressure on her.
Yeah. So Battle, tell me, desire you to or encourage you to write that play?
Well, actually, one of our cast members, Rose Backus Ham, had shared with me a few years back. We were in a production called Teacher's Lounge, which is another phenomenal production that she worked with me on.
Mm-hmm.
She's, again, a longtime cast member. And she had shared that she had had a dream about me writing a play about a church choir. So I thought that was pretty divine for her to share that with me, that of all the things that she could have dreamt about, she dreamt about Ursula Battle writing mm-hmm. a play about a church choir.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the conversation that I had with Rose, I decided to write a play based on a church choir.
Okay. Okay.
Or based around a church choir.
Mm-hmm. Any familiar church choir that you were thinking about, that you started out with?
Not necessarily. I grew up in a church, so I'm familiar with church choirs
mm-hmm.
and the workings of a church, so to speak. And so I took my life experiences and integrated those into the play. Some things that I've heard about church choirs, I incorporated that into the play. But I guess on a higher level, I believe that my stage play productions are my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So although the play centers around a church choir, the play also touches on the things that happened within this particular church.
Right.
So the ministry and the message in this play, I think, is what this is really all about. And I think people are going to be really blessed by the message of the play. So, you know, again, it's about a church choir, but it's also about what happens within this church that the play is based around.
So, mm-hmm. So it's talking about the real things that happen. Who wants to be the lead singer and
absolutely.
The conflicts? That
definitely.
Even though it's church,
there's some
stuff that come in there. So it could be something like that, not just singing, but really, in a way, what really happens behind the scene, and really what it brings back. I'm sure some of the things that. While we're here and the blessings that we get, but I'm sure there's some things that most people know but don't like to talk about at times.
Absolutely. You just summed it up. That's really what the play is about. Everybody on this choir believes that they can sing.
Okay.
And what happens is that in the beginning of the play, the musician of 40 years dies suddenly, and so the storyline is set in place once he dies, and so all these things come out. So outside of the drama, so to speak, that happens within this choir, there's some other things that come out in terms of some of the things that happen within the church itself.
Okay.
So there's a one family in the church that's dealing with the generational curse
of addiction. Don't tell them too much now.
Well, I want to just kind of mention that.
You're going to give a little appetizer.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right.
Give a little appetizer.
That's true.
We got a caller on the line.
All right.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man? The whole crew there.
All right, we're doing fine. Oh, this Tony Henry, huh?
Yeah.
I
know I missed. I just wanted to, say something about Miss Battle's play. I have like 10 people blowing my phone up already trying to get tickets. So make sure she put the phone number out there, getting the address, because I can't maintain it from my station.
Right. I'll tell you, yeah, we kind of miss you here in the studio. You kind of take a little sabbatical, huh?
Yeah, I had to take family. I had to do something with the family.
Yeah, okay. Family. Yeah, no problem. But you say you got 10 people ready to come see this play?
10 people ready to show up, and 6 of them belong to a choir.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
We're not going to let them get out there in the order to
worry about sending checks in the mail, do we, Tony?
No.
Check's not in the mail, right?
You know, that's one of my favorite people.
We're not.
Cash or credit card. We don't want no checks in the mail.
No, just in case it bounced.
but we just wanted you to know. We want you to let them know. Now they come to see the play. Now we don't want them getting up out in the audience doing no singing. Now
maybe come on, we supposed to be a part of the play.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, Tony, take care. Thanks for calling.
All right, y'all too. All right. Enjoy y'all day.
All right, okay, bye-bye. You too, Tom.
Yeah, I tell you, we don't get a lot. I guess we can have a lot of people. Do you get a lot of people standing and shouting and stuff when they singing? And
we do
audience?
That.
Any audience?
We do that. We get that in the audience, and believe it or not, just a testimony of how powerful I think this play is. We get that in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the ministry.
Oh, yeah. You get the spiritual strike.
That's right.
A lot of times. It is no special place or anything of that sort. But the thing that I wanted to ask you was, how long is this play?
It's 2 hours and 15 minutes with an intermission.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours and 15 minutes with an intermission. Now, Ms. Battle, I'm telling you, you got to have a lot of thoughts in mind to do a 2 hour and 15 minutes play, because the mere fact is, I know you did a whole lot of writing. There's a lot of things in there probably didn't get in there that you wrote, and they had to do a lot of editing,
right,
to the play. Did you do a lot of that? Was a lot of that
well, you
happening?
Have to take some things out, and mm-hmm. Under the wonderful vision of the director, Dr. Branch, things come out, things go back in. So mm-hmm. it's an ongoing creative process. So, I mean, things do have to be edited out because new ideas come about as we're going through the rehearsals and things like that. So, yes, that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do things change, like show one? Do the shows stay pretty consistent, or there's any type of, if I saw show one, would show three look and be the same, or would there be some tweaking between those shows that could be different?
I would say it would be different. Mm-hmm. Each show, as I see it, is always different.
Okay.
Always mm-hmm. different. We like to believe that every show that we do is phenomenal, but I believe that each time we do a show, it gets better and better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody could come two times, so you see two different shows.
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
I'm not. Possibly. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. Right. We can go and tweak
or three times. I mean, we've had people that have come that have enjoyed the play so much, and if we did a three-run weekend,
uh-huh.
they come to all three shows, and they may come to one show and say, oh, well, the first night you did this, or the second night you did this, or on the last day you did this. So it's always changing.
Right. Trying to bring up them ticket sales.
So therefore, you got a pretty good working relationship with the producer, trying to keep all of the information that you wrote into the play, right?
Yes.
Because then he'll tell you, does he talk to you before he do any kind of editing this part out, that part out, or...
Yes.
How do y'all do that?
Well, I say, first and foremost, I thank God for sending me Dr. Branch. He is truly a genius
mm-hmm.
When it comes to directing. He's just very creative, and it's been a blessing. But I think we have a really good relationship. And I think that's one of the important things about what it is that I do as a writer, is to always be open to new suggestions and what could be better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, again, back to your point, that does happen, but we understand one another very well and get along very well. And I think in the end, it shows in the quality of the productions that go up on stage.
Okay. We've got another caller on the line. Ms. Jackson, how you doing? Hello, Ms. Jackson?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Ms. Jackson?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yes, Ms. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pretty good. Ms. Battle, how are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. I worked with you at the Afro many years ago. That's when I seen you transition on 23rd Street. I used to work for Arnold Jolivet.
Oh, wow.
And I just wanted to support you. And it's because of the spirit that rests. just resting on your play. That's why persons come back time and time again. And it's just like when you go to the scripture, you can get different meanings from the scriptures when you dissect it. So I wanted to say, you keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
And God will bless that which you are doing and take it to a higher level.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That's a blessing. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate those encouraging
words.
Yeah,
I want to come and see it, and I'm going to try to get a group of persons to come.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your support.
Okay, lovely. Have a very good day.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you. Oh, you're getting see you out there, man. It's out there. So at least people out there looking. Yeah, you're getting a fan club. I told you. I told you. I had a couple of calls, too. Oh, I heard you having Miss Battle on next week. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we good. That's what we're doing.
That's good positive.
That's good. Yes, that's the positive side, you know. And, you know, we get some people out there. And I got a couple of people that done already told me they want tickets to it and everything, you know. So it's going to be great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I definitely want to come out and see it myself, you know. So how big? You got a big cast?
It's a pretty sizable cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mention one other thing too about the play, and that is the singing is awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. we have a lot of performers in the play. I don't know if I've ever been blessed to work around so many talented people that can sing. We have the singing group Serenity. We have Unified Voices of Johns Hopkins, dynamic singing,
mm-hmm.
and dynamic acting,
mm-hmm.
Just dynamic performers all the way around.
Right.
But the other thing that I wanted to speak to is that this play also touches on addiction.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that are within the choir that are battling with various addictions. One person is dealing with drug addiction. One person is dealing with alcohol addiction. One person has an eating addiction,
mm-hmm.
but is dealing with these different addictions that folks are dealing with within the church.
Right.
And I think the thing that makes the play so powerful is that it not only touches on addiction, it also speaks to how we can overcome addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going to be entertained. They're going to shout. They're going to sing. They're going to laugh because there's some very funny things that happen in the play. But they're also going to cry. But in the end, we're hoping that people will leave energized, and that they will leave believing and seeing that if they are dealing with some type of addiction, that they can overcome. So when you can use a stage play as a way to entertain, but also to help people see that they can get through a situation, no matter what it is, mm-hmm. that's the blessing. And that's why we want so many people to come out and see the play. And if they're dealing with something in their own personal life, or they know someone is dealing with an addiction, bring them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are going to be so blessed by this play.
Right. Okay.
Ms. Battle, the people that are, your actors and singers, what is give me the background. These people who were professionals at one time and still like to continue, or people who is just trying like an internship, mm-hmm. trying to make it big. I mean, you know, is it something that people say, this is my opportunity to get a break and
right.
like, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. Or is people that pretty much has been in it and just want to just still love it and just do it because they love it. So how did the casting, what type of background of the people?
You just said it. It's all of those things. it's exactly what you said. It's a combination. I've had people like Rose Backus Ham, who have been in every production since we initially did Teacher's Lounge in 2002. And they believe in the ministry, and they believe in what it is that we're trying to do, and they just keep coming back. And so we have people who have been there from the beginning. We have had people that have come out to the plays and said, oh, wow, I want to be in the next play. We have people that come in for auditions. So we get our performers in a variety of ways. In terms of the experience, it runs the gamut. I mean, we have people who have been on stage for many years. And the amazing thing about this is that we have people that come in who may not have any experience, but by the time they hit that stage, you would never know because they're just that good.
Okay.
Then we have people that say, well, wow, I don't think I'm going to be able to learn all these lines. And the blessing is that something that they didn't think that they were going to be able to do, whether it's memorizing lines or acting or doing something behind the stage or whatever it is, they learn through their participation in these plays that, wow, I was able to do that. That's
mm-hmm.
a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Now, when you're writing these plays and whatnot, do you ever come up with a mental block? Do you ever get a mental block every now and then?
I don't even say the words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people say mental block, but
yeah.
to be quite honest with you, I don't believe I deal with a mental block. I deal with what I believe the devil tries to cause, which mm-hmm. is distractions and obstacles to get me away from whatever it is I believe the Lord is placing in my heart to write about.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, there is no such thing as a mental block. The block is Satan trying to block me from whatever it is that the Lord wants me to write.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the block is. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, I just got to press my way through it. Or I may get a phone call from someone who just happens to call at the right time. And I'm like, at a particular part, okay, how should this go? And they're calling with a scripture. So although on one side you have the devil who might have been trying to block, mm-hmm. there's a way that God has to send someone another way to bring whatever it is that I'm supposed to write in that script to me, whether it's someone calling me with a word of encouragement, whether it's someone like Ms. Jackson just called and saying something over the airways, but I get the message. The amazing thing is you never know how God is going to send it.
Mm-hmm.
But block, yeah, from Satan, but mental block, Ursula Battle, no. No.
So how much researching do you do with a lot of ministers? You work with a lot of ministers?
My best friend happens to be a minister. Minister Carl Williams keeps me straight in terms of what I need to have as it speaks to the ministry of the plays in these plays. So, you know, my father, Reverend John Battle, who's actually here in the studio, he's a minister. My grandfather, Reverend William Nelson Stokes, founded a church, New Hope Baptist Church. He was a minister. So I have been brought up in the church, and I have people who are in my circle who are ministers, and all of that plays into the work that I do through these plays.
Okay, that's good. Now, so everybody can have this down, can you just give us that website and phone number so everybody can get in and where they can pick up these tickets at? Because we're gonna have a run on tickets now, I'm going to tell you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Well, they can call 410-955-8888, or they can call me personally, 443-531-4787 to get tickets. Or they could visit www.unifiedvoices.com or my website, www.battlestageplays.com, to purchase tickets.
Okay, that's good. You're going to come back and say, oh, Mr. Sandler, we had a great time. and everybody's talking about, I wish a lot of times that we get, when we go to these plays and stuff like that, we could put out a survey on how did you find out about this? Was it word of mouth? Was it news media? Was it radio,
exactly,
television,
exactly,
or anything of that sort? Just to see where the demographic of where your people come from and how they found out about you and all of that. You know, those are good things that would make you really become Tyler Perry.
That's right.
You know, those are the kind of statistics that we love to hear. And I just wanted to know what part did we play in it, you know, by,
a
you know,
great,
having you on.
I
yeah,
tell you
and
a great part.
Yeah,
a,
good.
A great part. Uh-huh. A great
but
part.
Tim, I want to start something. You know, okay. I like to start
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know how you like to start.
See, I just caught something because someone said that Dad was a minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure Dad, he has some input in some of this stuff, I'm sure, or some of the stuff you're doing is what Dad may have been done. You said, I didn't do that.
Uh-oh.
So did Dad come in and say, wait a minute, daughter, that look like you talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
So is there's a little... Now, come on.
I can't speak to that, but what I will say is this. I will say that the characters in the play, and for example, there's one lady in the play who, her name is Sister Hattie Hatfield. Sister Hattie Hatfield wears these big hats, these just outrageous hats.
Uh-huh.
So coming up in the church, you know, there was always the person that wore the hats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to think that this play represents a little bit of everything. A little bit of my mother, a little bit of my father,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of my pastor, mm-hmm. a little bit of everybody's pastor, so that when people come out to see the production, they will say, I know somebody like that.
So have Dad give you any input?
Has he given me any input in the play?
Mm-hmm.
Come
let's
on.
See, has
uh-huh.
he given me any input in the play?
He's an old guy.
I will say this, is that my father is always, you know, quoting scriptures to me. He knows the Bible like the back of his hand, so I try to take that knowledge and apply it to what I put on the pages of this play.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Yeah, she's coming up.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, see?
I got a trained professional here. Good actor.
I'm telling you, she get a good one on that. Last time it was Mama and them pancakes or something like that. She cleaned out. She get a bonus on those two. Yeah,
my background is PR. Journalism.
So I'll tell you, but those are good things and good ideas. You know, we didn't have to know whether they had anything to do in it or not, because we could just look at you and what you're doing, how you go about doing it, and the way you're carrying yourself.
You.
We know that mom and dad had a lot to do with it, you know, and stuff like that. I'm talking about from childhood on up, you know.
I'm just
your,
trying
your
a little
upbringing
dirt. That's
and everything.
Trying to get a little dirt.
Yeah,
that's
we
all
was
right.
just
that's
trying.
Right.
Yeah.
But I can just add one other thing too about my parents is that, one thing that they did instill in me is a hard work ethic. Mm-hmm. My father cuts hair. My mother just retired from the school system. And so whatever they put their hands to, they always put forth their best effort. And I would like to say that I do that in everything that I do, whether it's writing a news story or if it's writing a stage play. Anybody who knows me is that once I get my eye on something, I'm determined to get it done. Mm-hmm. So I would like to believe that I got that from my parents as well.
Yeah, because most of my family are educators and whatnot. So I just wanted to know how was it with you? Got a lot of ministers, a lot of educators in my family. You growing up under an educator and a school administrator and a minister. That was tough growing up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Strict rules.
Keep it up. We might get some done. Yeah. We got about 9 minutes, Tim.
I've seen some things. And if I could just add this to you, touched on this as a great point about people calling.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just say, I thank those who come out to support my plays. So it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank everybody.
Okay.
For what they do to support these plays that we put out.
All righty. So, Ms. Ballard, once again, thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure, back by popular demand, I'm sure you did it again this time.
Thank you.
We definitely want to come out and see this play, Discord in the Choir. And we hope that it be very much a success, and that you come in the next play. I know we didn't get a chance to touch on that today. Did you talk about the other one that you got coming out pretty soon? We hope you success with that too.
Thank you.
We definitely want to see you. I want to be in one of your plays, and I want to come to your big studio like Tyler Perry. You know,
right. That's a promise.
Yeah,
that's a promise.
So I definitely want to tour your studio.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and Fog, thanks a lot for coming in today, and Ed, thanks very much for showing up. Okay. So, everybody, thank you very much for listening to Lessons from the Pro, 10 Swings That Could Change the Course of Your Life. We hope to see you again, listening to us again next week.